While the big banks appear to have escaped any immediate fallout from the Hayne Royal Commission final report, at least for now, the mortgage broking industry is facing the prospect of extinction. Kenneth Hayne's recommendation that mortgage brokers should no longer receive trailing commissions from banks and that borrowers should instead pay brokers a direct fee for service has rocked the sector. Shares in one of the industry's biggest listed companies, Mortgage Choice, crashed almost 30% on Tuesday, the morning after the final report became public. Mortgage Choice Chief Executive Susan Mitchell is speaking here with our senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Hayne has completely changed the way in which brokers are being paid. No consultation, no discussion, and that would make the broker channel non-viable, which completely changes the competition structure for mortgage loans and would eventually see customers being sent back to the big banks.
Are these proposals from Kenneth Hayne potentially fatal to the mortgage broking business model?
It all depends on how they're rolled out. And the reality is what's there now? I know that they say that that's conflicted, but the customer says satisfaction's over 95%. The complaints are incredibly low, so there's no need to actually change it. But should they change it, there's no guidance as to what it's going to. They're just changing it without any consultation.
On Tuesday, when trading resumed after the release of the final report, Mortgage Choice shares crashed around 30%. So investors are clearly betting that the mortgage broking business model could be about to die. How can you stop this selling or this uncertainty?
That's a knee-jerk reaction to what had just come out the day before, but put that next to the bank charts. So you have the two public brokers going straight down, and then you have the two banks going straight up. So what that tells me is that the report went way beyond the expectations of the public and the investors in the broking side and went way below the expectations of the investors on the banking side.
Kenneth Hayne wants customers to pay an upfront fee for service rather than brokers getting a commission from banks. But realistically, is any customer going to pay such a fee?
The research shows that the fee that makes the broker viable, actually the customers won't pay. That's why the Productivity Commission, when they did their work, actually suggested moving to a consumer pay. And then in their final report, they said, actually, that's not going to work. And it's too big a risk because there's too much riding on the brokers for competition in the financial services industry. I just think he's gotten this one wrong.
The Commonwealth Bank boss, Matt Comyn, had suggested or tried to remove broker commissions, and that came out during the Royal Commission. But does he have a conflict of interest in this, given that the CBA may well actually get the business that you've had?
Yes, absolutely. He has the opportunity to either receive the same thing he's receiving now and pay less, or actually disrupt the broker channel and actually have more people go back to his branches to get loans. So he has absolutely the most to gain.
Given the impact that this will have on mortgage brokers themselves, have you heard from mortgage brokers who are distressed or feel as though they're about to go out of business?
They feel like they've been completely thrown under the bus. It's confusing as to why it is that mortgage brokers actually became front and center on a commission looking at the behaviour in the banks.
And you feel that the banks got off lightly while mortgage brokers are taking the brunt of some of the fallout from Kenneth Hayne's recommendations?
Yeah, based on one man's version or one man's vision, he's completely restructured the mortgage broking industry. When you go and completely restructure the remuneration of a small business, you can kill that small business.
Isn't it the case, though, that mortgage brokers did bring some of this on themselves, given that there are some bad apples out there, and we heard about that during the Royal Commission?
I'm not going to dispute there's some bad apples in broking. There's some bad apples in journalism. There's some bad apples in every industry. Using the facts from a big bank that has so much to gain just doesn't seem, frankly, fair or due process.
That's Mortgage Choice Chief Executive Susan Mitchell with the ABC's Peter Ryan.